Finance Minister Malusi Gigaba off to Washington, D.C. to attend meetings of the IMF and the World Bank. At a press briefing this morning, he said he's confident that South Africa's economy is resilient and robust enough to bounce back to investment grade. He says that he'll be meeting with investors to provide assurances on South Africa's economic stability, also saying that he's told his new economic advisor to keep quiet. Let's chat to Tabi Lioka, who's an economist with Argon Asset Managers. Tabi, thanks for your time this evening. Interesting presser this morning. Of course, one of the big issues that he had to deal with this morning were the utterances of his new economic advisor and the 8-page document that he penned over the weekend.
That must have brought him a lot of, I guess, by surprise and a lot of difficulty, because now he has to defend something that he didn't write and defend his position, which is already vulnerable given that, you know, he's a new minister, given the circumstances that he finds himself in and how he was put in that position to begin with. And so this, you know, 8-page paper is an added difficulty to already a very very testing time for the minister.
Already he's also having to deal with people questioning why the social partners are not traveling with them. I mean, paint for us a picture of these spring meetings. You've attended them. What is generally expected at meetings like this?
So from my understanding of this one, so the minister will not be speaking. I think that it's that he attends the meeting so that he can actually learn, understand what are issues, burning issues that other finance ministers are faced with. He can also plug into the difficulties of the financial and economic world globally. You know, issues that affect South Africa directly that don't necessarily come from South Africa. So the roots are not in South Africa, but they affect South Africa. Capital flows is a big issue.
Yeah.
You know, international trade, monetary policy, those issues are what would come up. And also they've just released their World Economic Outlook. So they're talking about growth and how we can stimulate global growth and which countries are obviously doing better and worse. What also happens is that African finance ministers tend to also meet up together and talk about the difficulties in the African economies. And I think for the minister, it is a good learning ground for him to just pick up on what is of concern globally.
Generally, though, you'd agree that investors or people who invest in South Africa have a sense of what's happening here, what the landscape is like, what they like and what they don't like. How would he need to convince them that they're going to stay the course?
So I often say, and this is the truth from my experience, is that foreign investors, often know South Africa better than most South Africans. They know if you've bought South African debt, you obviously want to understand how the economy is doing, who's running the economy, what are the political nuances, because it has an impact on your investment.
Mm.
So that they will be very interested in understanding and knowing the new minister. He will have a tough time trying to convince them of his current position and that he is qualified by this position. Remember that the last time these investors met SA team or team SA was when the previous minister, Gorda, minister, and they had seen him before and they've had, you know, a healthy working relationship with him. So now we have a new minister and he has to prove himself and reassure these investors who know South Africa, who understand South Africa, who follow South Africa as closely as South Africans do. And it doesn't, the fact that we have media, they watch media live too.
Yeah.
So there's, you know, I can watch ENCA anywhere in the world, or SABC, or listen to you on SAFM anywhere in the world. They do too. And they also read our newspapers, so they understand South Africa. They understand the problems and the difficulties. And for the minister, he'll have to convince people who know about South Africa.
All right, we'll leave it there. Thanks, Tavi. Tavi Liyoka's economist with Argon Asset Management. We had a chat with him, David, this morning at the press conference, the minister. And I did ask him, what are you going to say to them? And he said, look, we're going to highlight all the positives in the country that we are. We've made certain commitments during budget about fiscal consolidation, about dealing with our debt. He said, you know, obviously they're worried about the contingent liability, the state-owned enterprises, and all of those things. But we're going to say to them, look, we've got a plan. We're going to spend a lot of money, or at least some time, on infrastructure. He laid out a whole lot of things that sounded familiar.
So why did they fire Gordon?
You see, now that's the question.
So if that's what they're going to stick to, why was he fired? And what was the background?
And I worry that that's the question that the investors are going to ask.
I would ask that. If that's the reason, why did you fire a man who is so well respected? And the second, as your previous guest said, you know, what experience has he had? What kind of financial background does he have to actually take over such an important position and actually ensure that he sticks to those issues? I think there's a deep-rooted concern about the present ANC, about President Zuma's agenda. And I think that's at the back of everybody's mind, etc. So will they believe him? Even if he says that, would you believe him? And that for me is the question.
Yeah. We're going to have to watch that one very closely, and we'll hopefully get a few of them after they've had that meeting. All right, we're going to be chatting to Richard Brasher in a moment.